Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. All right, what did Jeff Bezos, Bedros Koulian, Joel Marion, Isabel Price, Kerry Wilkerson, Sharon Srivatsa, Jason Capital, and so many others all have in common? They are all bringing you lessons on the 250th episode of the Early to Rise radio show. This is going to be absolutely amazing. I am your host, Craig Ballantyne, author of Perfect Week Formula and creator of the Disciplined Entrepreneur Program. And I am here to bring you the top 10 lessons of 250 episodes of this podcast. Let's start with Jeff Bezos. All right. So Jeff Bezos was the world's richest man. He is now second. He's been given the silver medal by Elon Musk. He's made some mistakes in his life. In fact, he's made about $1 billion worth of mistakes. And I'm not including the $355 million yacht he is building right now. But take a look at this. The Fire Phone, I don't know if you remember the Amazon Fire Phone, $170 million write-off. Zhongli, I don't even know what this is. It was another $170 million mistake made in 1998, I think before he was a billionaire. Then Living Social, he spent $175 million on that. And then he dumped another $50 million into it. And he also bought Pets.com for $50 million. And Bezos says, it was like getting a root canal with no anesthesia. None of these things are fun, but they also don't matter. And so he realizes that, and this is a quote from him, if the size of your failures isn't growing, you're not going to be inventing at a size that can actually move the needle. And you know what? I made a $200,000 mistake this year. So far, it's been a mistake. We might be able to turn it around, but it's been tough on, definitely feeling like I get punched in the stomach some days. But the 10 lessons I'm about to share with you have been a game changer, all right? So if you haven't gotten my book, go to perfectweekformula.com and it will show you how to make more time to make money so that you can implement the 10 things, the 10 common attributes of successful people that I'm going to share with you. And I got these, came up with these because one of my coaching clients asked this. He runs a six-figure driving school in California and he's actually making more money now than before COVID. And he's an absolutely awesome guy and he's in his 70s, which is really, really cool. So he's a high school teacher all this time. And Bruce has built this, you know, six-figure business. And it's absolutely amazing to watch him keep showing up and keep crushing every day. And he said, Craig, what are the common attributes of success? And I said, number one is that drive or reason why. And Bruce had this. He's got a motive to show up every day. Whether it's a chip on your shoulder, Bedros always taps into his chip on his shoulder, or whether it's this huge vision that you have of becoming a billionaire, or if it's paying homage to the people that got you here. So for example, my friend Jason Capital, his grandfather escaped the Nazis. And one of the reasons that Jason, who's, you know, 31 or 32 and a multimillionaire, keeps on showing up is because he owes it to his legacy to do that. So how do you figure out that drive or that reason why? And that's why I spend so much time on creating your vision. I do in every single book I've created, the Perfect Week Formula, Perfect Day Formula, and Unstoppable. You can get all three of those books, the digital copies and the audiobooks, for free at craigballantyne.com/free books. No opt-in required. Just download them, go through the exercises in those books. They will change your life and help you find that motive or drive to show up every single day. Now, for me, it's really about family and freedom. And so I grew up in a hardworking household with not a lot of money. We weren't dirt poor, but, you know, it was hand-me-down everything. And, you know, grew up on the farm and my dad was an alcoholic and we didn't have great family life. I remember when I was 10 years old and I saw my friend's parents hold hands and I was like, what is happening here? I thought once, you know, you have kids, you don't like each other because that's the way it was in my household all that time. So I realized over the years of, you know, great families, great fathers. I learned that lesson. I learned, you know, then I met families that had money and the freedom they had. And I realized there was a whole another way of living. And my dedication now is to help father entrepreneurs to have freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, family freedom, and be able to do what they want when they want. And that's my mission. And I've helped over 250 entrepreneurs become millionaires, including a few moms in theirs too. And that is what drives me every day, not only for my own family to have freedom for them, for Michelle and for baby L coming along the way, but also to do this for you. The second thing that successful people do is they overcome imposter syndrome. Everybody's going to have imposter syndrome along the way. Maybe Bezos had it when he quit Wall Street and wanted to start Amazon. I don't know, maybe Elon Musk had it. Maybe, you know, some people are, you know, a little bit off the scale and they don't have imposter syndrome, but I think we all feel it. Now, how do we get over that? And it starts by building your self-confidence. You make a promise and you keep a promise. You stack wins every day. Because the person who's an expert and confident just knows that they can do it. They've done it before for so many people. And I remember when I was personal trainer, I had a little bit of imposter syndrome, especially writing for Men's Health magazine. So I got my program out there. I got it out in the hands of as many people as possible. I knew it worked for me, so it worked for them. And then I was like, I am an expert here. And it allowed me to push harder in my marketing. So you have to make a promise to yourself and keep a promise. You have to make a promise to your clients and keep those promises. And when you do, you stack personal confidence, that self-confidence, like when you say, I'm not going to hit the snooze button, and then you don't, you wake up on time every day. I wake up on time every day and I don't even use an alarm anymore because I've made a promise to myself and I've ingrained it in my brain. And then I've stacked those wins. And it's the same in your business. You got to make a promise to your customers, to your team, to everybody. And then you got to keep that promise. And when you do, you build self-confidence, you become an expert, you get those wins, and you no longer struggle with imposter syndrome. The other thing that I'll say on this is you can't have a seven-figure income on a five-figure lifestyle. So if you're sloppy at work and in your personal life, if you have no energy at work and in your personal life, if you are overeating, overweight, you have low sex drive, if you have very bad habits around the house, if you're hitting snooze, all of those things, you need that energy. You need that. You're probably wondering, why did I say sex drive? Well, you go to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and he says that the successful people were transmuting, I believe was the phrase that he used, transmuting their sex drive into success drive. Transmute the sex drive into success drive. It was absolute game changer for the people that he studied. Now, it doesn't mean they don't have sex. It just means that they use some of that sexual energy in a positive way. And you know what can happen to some people when they use it in the wrong way. Man, seven-figure income, you got to have a seven-figure lifestyle. You want a five-figure lifestyle, you're going to have a five-figure income. Never forget that. All right. Then the third thing is, you know this, you're hanging around Craig Ballantyne, the author of Perfect Day Formula and the creator of the Millionaire Morning Routine. Number three is they own the morning and win the day. Successful people own the morning and win the day. Now that morning might start at 5 a.m. That morning might start at 9 a.m. It might start at 4:01 a.m., 3:57 a.m. like it did for me for a long time. It might start at 8:32 a.m. But when you get into your morning, you own that morning. And then you win the day. Doesn't matter what time the morning starts. Number four is you bet on the right people. You bet on the right people. Let me go back to number three. If you haven't read my books, just read the books or get the Millionaire Morning Routine. You need the Millionaire Morning Routine, craigsent.me/MMR. craigsent.me/MMR. If you don't have the books, perfectweekformula.com to start or craigballantyne.com/freebooks, Amazon, everywhere. I'm out there, my buddy. I'm out there. You go get those books. Now, number four is bet on the right people. First of all, you have to bet on yourself. You have to bet on yourself. Almost every single successful person I know is running the business themselves and does not have a business partner. I have business partner in side projects, but not in the main business. Bet on yourself. Don't go into partnership too fast. I see too many people doing this, and they'll never build an empire when they're splitting decisions and splitting wealth. There are very few partnerships that work out. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger is like an exception, okay? Because too many times when you have partnerships, they don't work out. And you've probably experienced this. So bet on yourself for a long, long time until you've known somebody for a long, long time. You know their ups, their downs, and then you can maybe bet with them. But other than that, then you bet on hiring the right people. So you own the business and then you hire the people and you coach them up and you remove yourself from the business. One of our themes for this year in my business was Craig-proofing the business. Craig-proof it. If Craig wants to, you know, take a 2-month holiday for his child, business is going to run, it's going to be profitable, it's going to be more profitable because the systems are in place. If Craig gets hit by a bus, I'm going to avoid buses after this, trust me. I'm going to avoid every single bus that ever is in my vicinity after I've said this. But if I ever get hit by a bus, business rocks on. If I get abducted by aliens, if I win the lottery, the business rocks on. Okay, so bet on yourself and then bet on the people that you hire. Hire great people. Steve Jobs said, we don't hire great people to tell them what to do. We hire great people so they tell us what to do. I love that. Number 5 is be resilient. My friend Sharan Srivatsa, super resilient, right? This guy, born in India, his parents got him into America on a scholarship. So, you know, legal immigrant. He got held up at a bus station his first day in America in Milwaukee. And He bartered, he had $100 on him, and he got the thief to give him back $50. Like, how insane is that? Because he's resilient. Then he went on to fight a raccoon in a dumpster. I think that was podcast 44 or 64 or something. Sharon's been on a couple of times, but he fought a raccoon in a dumpster over a Pop-Tart because he had no money and was dumpster diving, just like Bedros was dumpster diving, because his family came here as resilient immigrants, legally. Yes, legally. And they knew one thing. They always have to find a way to get back on track. You always have to find a way to get back on track. You know, right now, everybody's life is like a real life Squid Game, right? You know, it's all these puzzles every single day. Some of them are life and death. Some of them are, you know, very big financial puzzles. So we have to figure out every single day you wake up and you're in your own Squid Game, and you're only going to win if you are a resilient person, always finding a way to get back on track. That's what you have to do. If you're ready to play the game, you got to be resilient to win the game. All right, curious. Number 6 is curious. Successful people are committed to learning new and better ways. Committed to learning new and better ways. The companies that disappear, the Blockbusters, the Kodaks, all that sort of stuff, they disappeared because they didn't jump on new and improved ways. Now, some of these companies are making comebacks, but not Blockbuster, but some of these other ones are. And it's amazing. I love seeing when old companies adapt new technologies. That is the thinking that you must have. And so you need to be committed to learning new and better ways. My friend Bruce, who asked me this question, is learning Facebook ads. He's learning email copywriting. I mean, this guy could retire. I mean, he got a good pension. He has real estate, you know, enough that he could cruise. But no, this guy's getting up every single day and building a 6-figure business in his 70s. And he's learning every single day. He probably knows more about Facebook ads than I do. Absolutely awesome. You also need to be open to feedback. Bruce asked this question. At the age of 70, he's still open to feedback. You got to be open to brutal and honest feedback on what you're doing. You must be committed to introspection and outside mentorship. Bruce first came to one of my, came to a Vince Del Monte event that he saw me speak at. Vince was holding an event inside my Perfect Life retreat a couple years ago and wanted me to come and guest speak after I spent all day on stage, but I did. And Bruce saw me speak, and then Bruce signed up for one of my workshops, and he's been a coaching client for 3 or 4 years now. And I've helped him grow from like practically nothing with the driving school to, I don't know, maybe $200,000 or $300,000 a year. It's awesome. He's committed. So listen, if you are committed to outside mentorship, then just send me an email at craig@craigvalentine.com or go to craigvalentine.com/apply to learn more about our coaching program. We are growing our program really fast. It's awesome. We have so many fatherpreneurs. We also have a lot of alpha females in there who want to grow their businesses, who want more time freedom in dozens of industries, from oil and gas to real estate to gyms to construction to online coaches to digital marketers to copywriters. If you are curious, resilient, you bet on the right people, you own the morning, you win the day, you want to overcome your imposter syndrome, you have a drive and a reason why, and you have 7, 8, 9, and 10 here, then you are a great fit to work with me, all right? So curious? You better be. So send me an email or drop by craigballantyne.com/apply. Number 7 is you are committed to Kaizen. My friend Jason Capital is big on Kaizen, as are all my friends, which is a commitment to constant and never-ending improvement personally and professionally. One of my friends, Joel Marion, you know, he's selling his BioTrust business probably for over $100 million. He makes tons of money, and you know, he's got the money side locked in, but he's never stopping on the personal side of development. He's never stopping on, okay, now he's conquered marketing, now he's going to jump into investing. It's absolutely awesome. And I'm so inspired by that guy and by Jason Capital and Sharon and Carrie Wilkerson and Isabel Price and Shanda Sumter, another one of my female mentors, and just all these people. Even Mark Ford, my mentor, who's got millions and millions of dollars, he's constantly improving himself, learning languages, writing books. You know, he's updating Ready, Fire, Aim, which sold over 100,000 copies, one of the best-selling business books of all time, like real, true business books. And this guy's never stopping. It's just that curious commitment to Kaizen, which is amazing. And when it comes to learning, you have to, and I've talked about this in a lot of my videos, you have to learn the 4 high-income skills: selling, speaking, copywriting, and leading. And you could even say investing, you could even say coding are 2 other high-income skills. But first, if you're building a business, before you get to investing and you don't want to do the coding, you can hire out the coding, but you need to be able to sell face-to-face, nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes. You need to be able to do copywriting. You need to be, and even if you never send out an email newsletter to your list, you have to send emails or Instagram posts to persuade people to get on board with your movement or to do what you want them to do. And that's what copywriting is. You need to learn how to speak on video, on platforms, you know, in front of your team. You need to learn how to speak. You really, truly do. And you need to learn how to lead. Otherwise, you're going to be a one woman or one man show, and you're going to pile everything on your back, never delegate, and you're going to suffer in silence. So those are the 4 high income skills. You can throw investing. You can throw coding in there as well. Those are the future high income skills, and you need to learn them. There's a nice quote here that Bruce shared with me from Matthew Kelly, the author of Resisting Happiness. And he said, wherever you find excellence, you find continued learning. They go hand in hand. Wherever you find that continued learning is missing, you find mediocrity. And the cool thing is that you clearly are dedicated to continuous learning because you are here listening to this podcast. You're not here for laughs. I'm not funny. You're not here for emotional heartstring tugging stories, because I'm not going to make you cry like Oprah, but I'm going to inspire you to get out there and learn these 4 high income skills and build your business so you have freedom for your family. Number 8 is they have to be optimistic. Man, there's a crazy world out there, but people are making a ton of money because there's huge opportunity. And you have to believe that there is opportunity out there, and that if you do the work, you'll earn the rewards. You have to do the work and that you'll earn the rewards. You have to believe that. You have to believe that there's a brighter future out there. If you're a parent, you have to be optimistic. You have to be optimistic because there has to be a brighter future out there for your children. Don't let the doom and gloomers get to you. There is a better future out there, and you have to build that optimism. It is a learnable skill. Another learnable skill that you have to build is goodwill. You have to build a goodwill bank account where you are going out and adding value and depositing things in your goodwill bank account, as my mentor Matt Smith said. It's like your network is your net worth, and you grow your network, you get to know lots of people, you add value to them, never asking. Never asking. Well, maybe not never, but rarely, rarely, rarely asking for a favor. You go out there and deliver value. Like, for example, I helped my friend Bedros get $280,000 back from the government on this tax credit program. It's an employee tax credit program. If you're interested in learning about it, just send me an email at craig@craigballantyne.com, and I'll introduce you to the company that does it. You don't pay a cent until after you get the money back. And it's an amazing tax credit program that the government has put out there. I don't know if it's 2021 only or whatever, but you know, if your business got hurt in 2020, you can get money back if you have W-2 employees. And I went out there and I made the introduction, and sure enough, $250,000 back to Bedros just from one of his businesses. So I'm adding worth to my network. And one day I might have to ask Bedros for a favor. Like, he's having me over for Thanksgiving. He calls it, you know, the Friendsgiving. He cooks steaks for everybody rather than cooking turkey. I'm going over there. So, you know, maybe that's like my $208,000 steak dinner. No, I'm just joking. But, you know, one day I'll have to ask him for a favor. I've asked him for many favors. He's been supportive of me so many years, but there's so many other people I'm adding value to on an everyday basis. I'm building my goodwill bank account so that when I run into trouble, I can go to somebody in and say, hey, listen, would you do me a favor? And I've already done 10 favors for them, so it makes my life easier. Number 10, the 10th thing you need to do is you need to learn how to sell. And not only do you need to learn how to sell, because we kind of covered that with Kaizen, you must spend 80% of your time doing it if you're not a millionaire yet. And this is from my mentor, Mark Ford's book, Ready, Fire, Aim. And he says in Ready, Fire, Aim that the problem is most entrepreneurs who are not making $1 million are not selling 80% of the time. Listen, sales can be like doing a podcast like this where I've mentioned how to get a hold of me and join my coaching program, or to, you know, help me save you some money in those tax credits or whatever. Buy my books. I'm selling to you on this. And once you get in the habit of it, you'll be persuading more people. You'll learn that copywriting. You'll be doing more sales calls, and you'll be leaning into it, because selling is the oxygen, or sales is the oxygen to a business. And if you're a human and you don't have oxygen, you die. If you're a business and you don't have sales, you die. Okay? You must sell. And so you have to overcome that fear of selling, and you have to realize, I'm not selling. I'm not taking from somebody. I'm giving them more value in return than what I'm taking from them. I'm giving more value to them than what I'm taking from them. And when you have that mindset in place, you will make a ton of money, my friend. You'll be a total game changer in your life. And when you're committed to Kaizen, you're curious about how to get better at sales, you're resilient. So even when you're not great at sales at first, you're optimistic, you know that you're going to get better, you're going out there, you're selling to the right people, you're hiring people to help you sell better, you're working on your selling in the morning so you can own the day, you're overcoming your imposter syndrome by stacking wins, and you're driven to go out and sell and add value every day because you want to have financial freedom for your family so that you can take care of them. Listen, Jeff Bezos has been selling for a long time, and now he is almost a trillionaire sort of thing, right? You know, multi-billionaire, probably over $100 billion, right? I don't even know the numbers, but it isn't because he didn't sell. It's because he was selling and he put all these things into place. And so whatever you think of Bezos, I don't care. Whatever you think of these billionaires, I don't care. But think of the millionaire that you could be, and you should start to care. So that, my friend, 250 episodes of this podcast, those are some 10 big lessons for you. I want you to go up to and apply them right now. I truly, truly do, because this will be a game changer for you. And your life will change, your family will change, your health will change, because again, you're going to get a seven-figure lifestyle and you are going to be crushing it, my friend. And hopefully you'll be one of my clients of the year next year. You'll be like Bruce, and you will be a millionaire in 2022 or very soon, or multimillionaire if you already are a millionaire, all right? So listen, if you want to go to the next level like Bruce has, like Vince Del Monte has, like Bedros has, like Sharon has, like Shanda has, like Isabel has, like Jason Capital has, they've all invested in coaching with me, and I want you to be my next superstar like them. So go to craigballantyne.com/apply. Fill that information out, and I look forward to seeing you in our coaching program very soon.